I think the high school principal job today is the most difficult job in education.
No matter what the job, technology has likely changed the way we do it. We make mistakes as we relearn, but eventually we reach a new comfort zone. For a high school principal, there's not only evolving technology, add in the changing cultural environment, new government mandates for academic achievement, and the pressure of community scrutiny of job performance. Dave Dressler heads the Center of Excellence in Learning Leadership at the University of Indianapolis.
We are kind of on the cusp of seeing some huge changes in education with regard to how students are educated, and those huge changes are going to be overseen by principals that have the capability of turning schools around.
Former Lawrence North and Lafayette Jeff High School principal Lynn Leupold knows about the changing standards. She now works with Dressler at UIndy.
When I was first a principal 30 years ago, my job was to keep everybody out of the hallways and to keep everybody in the classrooms and have a nice, tidy building and a successful basketball team. Over that course of time, the job changed because now I was to lead professional development. I was also to turn around academic success of students, which was never a part of any of the courses that I took to be a principal.
State School Superintendent Tony Bennett wants more accountability and some principals who are alternatively trained. But some are skeptical of his plan, and all of the educators we talked with say state and federal student achievement goals need to come with realistic timeline expectations. Deb Lechleiter is the Assistant Dean of Butler University's College of Education. She says over the past few years, Butler has changed its principal preparation program so future school leaders better understand instruction. She's concerned new government rules may undermine that, and Lechleiter senses a widening gap between education and government.
We need to work together with our Department of Ed. We need to work together with business. We need to work together with schools because this is a much bigger problem than just turning around schools. I mean, this is a society problem. We all know that underserved populations are the reason that our scores are low. So why are we not focusing on underserved populations? Instead, we come up with these big gimmicks and, oh, now we're going to tell the educators what to do. Why don't we work together?
At UIndy, Dave Dressler talks of a new job title endorsed by Superintendent Bennett that may become more mainstream. The turnaround principle.
New leadership is required to address the new dynamic that you find in school. Engaging students in their own learning, teachers taking more of a role of advising students rather than the traditional role of lecturing to students, so that students that are digital natives can learn in schools that have relevance to them, where their education means something to them.
UIndy has a new principal training program called iLead. Its less traditional approach aims to boost student achievement by focusing on this project-based learning to better prepare American students for success in a very competitive global economy.
U.S. students are very busy, and school takes up some part of the day, but it's not their job. In other countries, high school students, it's their job to prepare for the next level.
More about the relationship between high schools and businesses in our next segment of The Principal Factor. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.
This project is part of the Principal Story Outreach Campaign, which is made possible by a generous grant from the Wallace Foundation, a source of ideas for improving school leadership. Visit www.wallacefoundation.org/principalstory.